You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
When have your kids broken something when they were messing around? Bonus points as well if it is expensive. Maybe give us a call if you broke something when you were a kid that was expensive. Simo, I'll be surprised if we get a call for something that is more expensive than this.
Well, I've got the voice changer if we need it.
Do we actually?
Yeah, I got it here somewhere.
How did I not know about that until then?
It's just, well, because, like, quite often, you know, anonymous calls is always a dangerous time.
Also, my two kids were messing around. They were running around the Shanghai Museum of Glass, which is somewhere where you...
Oh, hell, it's all going to be fragile.
Yes.
Is it all packaged with, like, bubble wrap?
No.
Probably should be.
So this is, I've seen pictures of it online. It does look amazing, this place. They get glass and they kind of make it into all weird shapes and objects and sculptures.
I saw a 10th generation glass blower once.
Did you?
Yeah.
10th generation.
That's right, yeah. He had, like, the pole and he made a little horse. It was crazy. He, like, sat it down on the bench perfect, like it was all sealed and just sat it on the bench. And they'd put a newspaper on it, burst into flames. Because it looks like it's done, but it's actually still mega hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, 10th generation, there's a bit of pressure on his kid.
Yeah, well, like, and also...
So no pressure, but him...
came from a long line of glass blowers in Italy.
Well, Simo, this was a sculpture of the Cinderella Castle, the Walt Disney World Resort. It's a big Disney castle.
Oh.
And it had been made out of glass.
Right, okay.
And it looks amazing. The pictures of it looks amazing. However, two kids, don't really know much about them.
No way.
However, they were, quote, chasing each other around, climbed over the fence, accidentally bumping into a part of the castle, forcing it to topple over and smash.
Hilarious.
This castle was worth 90,000 Aussie dollars. It was made by a Spanish artist who took 500 hours to make it.
Well, those guys are getting homeschooled. There goes their education.
Well, yeah, I would imagine they would be in a bit of trouble, shall we say.
Yeah, so was it the castle, like at the start of all the Disney films, it's like, and then it's like got the firework over the top of the castle.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
I really hope that this museum has lots of like movie intros made out of glass.
Oh, yeah.
Like next to the Disney castle, there's the fox thing.
And
then next to that, there's like a lion in a circle roaring made out of glass. That would be amazing.
What about the little like the Pixar lamp? Do you remember that one that used to like bounce
Pixar
up and down on the eye? Yeah, that was cool.
Although that would be tricky to make out of glass because it kind of jumps up and down and so it would maybe break anyway.
Would be tricky as well as... the lion made of glass. Yeah, I watched Narnia the other day. That's a little bit opposing because, like, there's the crystal ice queen who, like, turns things into glass.
Yeah.
And then the guy that's against the ice queen is the lion. So if he turned to glass, it might freak some hardcore Narnians out.
Well, if you're a fan of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, don't visit the Shanghai Museum of Glass.
You might see a glass lion.
We should say... we've completely made these up. I don't think they have a glass lion. If you go, when COVID's over, if you go to the Shanghai Museum of Glass and where is the glass lion? Don't be angry with us. We're completely making it up. But some of these kids, the parents have apologised for the incident.
Oh, okay.
As they would. And they also have said that they will take responsibility for any repairs.
I feel like that they should just let them off with a warning because if there's anything that Walt Disney encourages, it's the joy of children, hopping fences and smashing crap.
I don't remember Walt Disney saying that.
Also, funnily enough, is he's kind of glass now, isn't he? Because he's cryogenically frozen.
I thought that was just a rumour.
No.
Is that true?
I think his head is cryogenically frozen.
And his body's made out of glass. kids, feel free to jump over fences and break stuff and smash into glass. Just not my left arm, because I'm going to need it.
Simo and Jordan.
And we need to talk hot beverages. Now, you are a man that does not go near a hot drink.
Well, no, Sim, I'm not a coffee drinker nor a tea drinker.
Milo? Hot Milo?
You don't mind a hot Milo, not going to lie.
Microwave at 30 seconds, like it's lukewarm in your book, not too hot.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you use? Do you own a kettle?
There's one in my house. Yeah. I use it to boil water when I make 2-minute noodles.
Okay. So it's not something that you have to deal with on the daily, unless you're smashing 2-minute noodles every day.
I'm not.
Okay.
Unfortunately. I don't really deal with a kettle. I mean, I know how they work. You fill them up with water and press the button and steam comes out of it, and then 2 minutes later, the water is hot.
So coffee is just too bitter for you?
No, I just don't like the taste. I've kind of tried it and, you know, if I'm really tired and need a pick-me-up, I'll have one. But, like, I don't know, I just don't like the taste.
I'm glad you put that out there as a reason to partake in a coffee.
Well, isn't that the reason that the large majority of people partake in coffee? Because, like, we have it in the morning. Kind of wake us up and get us, new day, here's my coffee.
Yeah, it's used as a stimulant for sure. However, this particular coffee bean, it's a new type of coffee bean.
Okay.
Might really give you a red hot wake up in the morning.
Is it like double the caffeine or something that is in a normal coffee bean?
It's definitely more potent than double a coffee bean.
Triple the caffeine. Quadruple the caffeine.
Airport security in Italy became suspicious of a coffee bean shipment after they saw it was addressed to a fictional mafia boss.
So if anything is addressed to a fictional mafia boss, whether it's coffee beans or, like, computers, suspicion is going to rise.
Police then discovered that 130 grams of cocaine had been placed inside hollowed-out coffee beans.
How does that work?
They hollow out the beans and they chuck the cocaine in, I guess.
But, like, coffee beans, they're like, tiny.
These ones might have been big, I don't know.
Well, again, that would arouse suspicion if you've got ginormous coffee beans that are going to some fictional mafia boss.
So the shipment came from Colombia.
Okay.
And
that's where coffee is grown, I think.
And the shipment was due to go to Florence in Italy, and it was booked to be delivered to a man named Santino Di Antonia, which is a mafia boss from John Wick Chapter 2.
Good to see that the police are keeping up to date with John Wick.
Yeah, I guess knowing your cinema mafia bosses is going to be part of their training going forward.
I've got to imagine that when they're looking for new... So these were the police at the airport, I assume?
Correct.
So when they're looking for new kind of people to come and do this, their kind of job applicant, must have 3 years experience, must have this uni degree, must have watched John Wick and other movies.
It's like, have you seen John Wick, Jason Bourne, 007, and any other police/crime dramas? Oh, sorry, you're missing The Murder, She Wrote? Sorry, we can't, unfortunately, hire you.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of an Australian police drama.
Oh,
none are immediately springing to mind.
Blue Heelers.
Blue Heelers.
Rush as well. I really enjoyed Rush. That was a time.
Can't imagine that if Italian police working in Italian airports have on their resume. Oh, no, it's all right. I'm perfectly qualified for this job. I watched Rush.
And you know how they also say that the coffee, if you're ever going to enjoy a coffee, the best coffee is in Italy?
Mm-hmm.
And so, well, you know, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
It's just great coffee, right?
Yeah, really...
potent.
Yeah, that's...
strong.
It's not like any other coffee in the world.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Time for a love chat.
Love a good love chat.
Now, the dirty laundry of a relationship's getting dished for everyone to see at the moment, Jordan.
Okay, are these two famous people?
They are, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. You've been seeing all of this?
Oh, yeah, I've been seeing this on the news. It's, not a good situation.
Relationships are hard, aren't they?
Well, yeah, they can.
Can be tricky.
Well, if you find the right person, it's easy and you don't have to put any work into it.
What's the longest you've gone? What's your record?
Oh. Embarrassingly short.
Okay, right. What's embarrassingly short, just for as an example?
Look, between 6 and 12 minutes?
No, that's decent, I guess.
Minutes.
Yeah, you know.
No, it's not.
Put in the hard yakker and I'm sure you'll improve.
I'm trying to improve on my personal best.
I myself, I've capped it 2 years so far.
Oh, that's a, you know.
However... A survey has come in saying that there is something that you'd probably do quite often that is the akin to cheating.
Me specifically?
Well, yeah. I reckon this could be part of your downfall.
Okay.
So maybe it's a behaviour that you should check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Okay, well, can you tell me what the behaviour is?
Apparently, 1 in 10 people now think that visiting McDonald's for the very first meal after lockdown...
Yeah.
Is akin to cheating on your partner.
Yep.
You'd agree?
Yep.
Yeah, it's probably fair enough.
Well, I mean, it depends if your partner is a Macca's fan and going without them, I can see how that may cause some tension after you haven't been able to go and have the fast food in a while. I can see how that would perhaps cause tension.
Yeah, over 1,000 people were surveyed regarding this and suggested that, yeah, if their other half went for a, you know, a takeaway burger and just nommed it up themselves all alone without them, they would be looking at divorce and breaking up.
We should say, I think, actually, now I think about it, I think Macca's is already back open after lockdown,
it
isn't
is.
It?
Yep.
So do these people in the survey not realise that, like, guys, like, can you just swing through the drive-thru?
Everyone can go.
It's fine.
I think it's being the left out scenario. Also, would you tell them? Like, if you
did can
this,
smell it. You, it's like Macca's and fast food like that, it has a certain smell, no matter how much you cover it up.
Certain aroma.
You know, it's like you walk into it, it's like, oh, there's that Macca's smell again.
Unless you masked it somehow.
You can't mask it.
What are you using? Oh, no, Lynx Africa. That'll do the trick.
Probably won't.
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, back in your uni days, did you ever fail any exams?
Not university. I didn't show up to some, for sure.
I think that counts as failing.
No, I didn't sit them, so I didn't fail. I just didn't take it.
Yeah, but on your report card at the end of the year, it still says a big F.
Yeah, but that's on them. That's not on me.
I think it is on you.
No, it's not.
If they say the exam's at 10 o'clock on Wednesday and you don't rock up, I think that's... I don't think you can hold the university responsible for that.
Look... We'll agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm. And weirdly, I don't know why I'm picking a corner in this fight, because you have a degree. I dropped out.
Yeah.
And so I attended all of my exams.
Which
probably why I dropped out.
Which is exactly. It wasn't a fun time for you because you were actually doing the work, you rookie.
There you go. That's, if you go to university, maybe later this year or next, just don't do the work and you'll be fine.
Take the Simo tactic. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, I don't think we should say that, but... Anyway, a student who was at a university in America...
Right.
..was sitting one of her exams. She was doing this at home on her laptop because of COVID-19.
Yep.
However, something caused her to log out of the exam, accidentally submit it when she'd only done, like, half of it.
No. That sucks.
What that was, Simo, is this girl, Sam Lee, her name is...
Yep.
And she was eating a meatball sandwich when one of the meatballs fell out of the bottom of the sandwich. Must have hit the enter key, I assume, or something like that. It hit the key, and then she's looked back up on her screen, and it says, "Thank you for submitting your exam. You know, your results will be in such and such a time."
She's only got herself to blame there.
Well, eating during an exam, like especially a meatball sub, that's dangerous.
Yeah, she's got a... Take a moment, take a good hard look at herself and notice that she's probably got meatball sauce on her somewhere.
Almost certainly.
And realise that, you know, do one thing at a time.
Yeah.
Eat a meatball sub, sit your exam.
Trust me, eating a meatball sub needs 100% attention.
Yeah.
You can't be doing your exam at the same time.
Before or after then for you? Are you...
A bit of both, half and half.
Yeah. So if you've got a foot long...
Cut it in half.
You're doing 6 inches before exam, 6 inches after.
Yeah.
Okay.
6 inches beforehand of the sub just to kind of get you up and going and then it's a little treat afterwards.
Okay, right. Cool.
You know, it's done. I've got a sandwich now.
Ah, good.
So the exam was submitted. She got the results back and found that she only got 39%, which would be because she only answered half of the questions.
Yeah, you'd want half a sandwich to eat and drown your sorrows in after that.
You need more than half a sandwich, mate.
Yeah.
I suppose she decided to email the lecturer to see if there was any way she could resit the exam, you know, explain what happened and resit it. She emailed her lecturer saying, "I had some technical difficulties during the exam today. Something hit my computer that caused me to submit the test when I had less than half the questions answered. By something, I mean a meatball that had tragically fallen onto my keyboard as I was taking the exam. I completely understand that failing because of a meatball is no excuse, but is there any chance that I could retake the test?" Now, to the lecturer's credit, and like if this was any of my lecturers during my uni days, they'd probably tell me to get stuffed. However, this lecturer emailed back saying, "Well, that's certainly an unusual case for a low score, but for that reason, it seems unlikely that you've made it up. Therefore, I have extended the deadline until midnight tonight. You'll be able to re-log in and resubmit the test. And I would recommend taking the test either before or after dinner.
Okay, so what we've learned from this is that the dog ate my homework is not a strong excuse anymore, but eating a meatball sandwich is what you should be going with.
Also, we've learned that lecturers at the University of Georgia are super cool. That's where I want to go to uni.
I reckon that's pretty on brand for the lecturers that I had, but yours probably.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe I just had lecturers that were tools. No offense to any of my lecturers.
I don't know. Maybe it's got something to do with you, Jordan. I don't know.
Look, I was eating a meatball sub loudly at the back of the class. Maybe that had something to do with it.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
But today, it's quite a record-breaking day.
There's been a couple around, yeah, for sure.
I know. I kind of logged on to see the news this morning, and there's like loads of records that have been broken.
There was cheese in Italy.
Well, so yeah, Simo, I want to give you the choice.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I give you the...
Absolutely.
Okay. So we've got two records here, and you can choose which one we talk about.
Was I right? The cheese is one?
Yeah, the cheese is one.
Yes.
Guinness World Record broken for largest block of cheese. That one happened in Italy. Or Simo, the other one is man throws 19 chopsticks into archery board for Guinness World Record.
Okay, I'm all in for this one. This one sounds great.
Okay, so we're getting rid of the cheese?
Yeah, no, I don't need the cheese. Tell me about this dude with the chopsticks. Thank you.
That's the cheese being scrunched up and thrown in the bin.
Because my dad needs a new hobby.
So you're going to get on your phone to your dad after the show and say, oh, brilliant news. Put down the model trains or whatever you're up to. I've got this for you. Throwing chopsticks into an archery target. So this guy, his name is David Rush.
Yeah.
You may be familiar with him. He's the guy who's broken like loads of just weird and silly world records.
Yeah. And is this the guy for STEM? He's been doing it to raise awareness for like STEM research.
Yeah, I think so. Which is a fantastic thing. But he's got 150 Guinness World Records. And some of them are quite silly, like being slapped in the face by a sponge is one of them. I think keeping balloons in the air might be another one. I think that's the same. Yeah. And now he's broken the world record for throwing 19 chopsticks into an archery target.
19 of them?
Yes.
Wow.
In a 60-second time limit.
That's sweet. From what range?
He actually got 20 chopsticks that hit the target.
Yeah.
But one fell out.
Yeah.
That didn't count,
unfortunately. Do you know how far he was throwing them?
Just a stock standard archery distance away.
How far is that? Is that 10 metres? Like, it seems like these would have to be pretty deadly chopsticks.
Well, certainly you don't want to get into the way of one, put it that way.
Yeah, wow.
But no, it's unconfirmed how far away he had to stand.
That's so interesting.
To do them, I would assume... No, it would be quite far, I guess.
Yeah, that's going to start...
Throw the chopsticks.
It's going to be the new thing in all those, like, what are they? Anime movies. They're going to be, you know how they always
throwing chopsticks at archery boards.
They always have weird weapons that they use.
Mm. Well, I mean, you wouldn't want to get in the way of these chopsticks. He had a 60-second time limit to do this. And like I say, he actually threw 20 that would stick into the archery board. However, one fell out before the 60-second time limit had expired.
That's amazing.
So that meant that didn't count. So we only got 19. But they still beat the previous record of 14.
Wow, someone had tried it before.
Yeah.
I was thinking we were going to go with like one or two, but he must have sharpened the chopsticks.
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Because how do you sharpen a chopstick? Same as sharpening a pencil. Like when you're at school, how did you... Did you use a generic sharpener?
Yes.
With your pencils?
Yeah. Why? What did you use?
Oh, because
I had a dragon sharpen my pencils.
No, because if you took them, the coolest thing ever was you could take them to dad and you have a Stanley knife. Did you ever get the Stanley knife sharpened pencils?
This feels dangerous.
Have you?
Having a Stanley knife around a young Simo?
You never had this experience of...
No?
It was the greatest because then you had like almost like a... It's a bit more of like a triangle build with like... The arrow point of your pencil, and it just looked really cool, and it was much more effective than... Because the sharpener at school, it always used to, like, break off the lead inside. Remember that?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Well, I don't even sharpen it too much. But, okay, well, let's just do a little science experiment here. So just imagine I've got a sharpener in my hand and a pencil. Going to pop the pencil in the sharpener.
Yeah.
Just twist it
and
around.
And turn it around, yeah.
Twist it around a few times.
Mm.
Yep, good, done. That pencil is sharp. So that took, what, 5 seconds, 10 seconds?
That's fair.
How long did it take your dad... With a large knife to sharpen a pencil.
Oh, well, from...
Dad, you've been at it for 3 hours. Can I just do my maths homework?
Well, from blunt through to sharp, like you might blunt it on a Monday and then Dad would get around to it on like a Thursday night.
As you imagine your teacher. Simo, why have you not done your maths homework? Oh, my dad was sharpening my pencil. He should be done next Tuesday.
Simo and Jordan, this is the end. but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.